That was Blame It on the Boogie by the Jacksons. You want to sing some of it for us, Arthur?
No.
Okay. but you did not say your favorite sport to watch, so I'll...
Yeah, my favorite sport to watch is football.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to elaborate on any of your answers?
Hmm?
You don't want to elaborate on any of your answers? No, okay. Let's go back into our conversation, all right?
Yeah,
because
okay.
You, my friend, just started a romantic relationship.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about that?
Feeling good.
Feeling good?
Yeah.
It's good. All right.
Are you sure you have the capacity to ask these questions?
I do.
Okay. Just making sure.
I don't know what that means. Okay. did you have a lot of girls in high school?
No.
No? You have a date to prom?
No.
No?
No.
Did you have a prom?
Yes.
I didn't have a prom.
Yes, we did.
Well, I had a... Okay, I had a prom with, like, quotes.
Yeah, because... What, didn't you say you just, like, went to some dude's house?
No, someone
set up, like, an actual
someone
venue.
Rented a like, photography studio. It was, like,
what?
Probably the size of this, like, studio if you cut down this wall.
Oh.
And it's not that, the studio's not that big. But
yeah,
this isn't about me. This is about,
I'm just saying, we ran an International Market Square for our high school. I don't know what you guys are doing.
International Market Square?
You wouldn't know what that is. It's a place in Minnesota. It's a huge venue, though.
Oh, that's where you had your prom.
Yeah.
Why didn't you take a date?
I was kind of busy. I didn't have time to ask someone out. Also, I didn't really care that much.
I see.
I didn't feel like there was anyone in specific that I was that interested in. So.
Yeah, is that why you
didn't bother?
Is that why you don't post on social media much?
With
pictures like from prom.
Yeah, I don't know. I also just don't really post on social media because I'm a bit of a boomer and I can't be bothered.
So you're too busy.
In a sense, yes. In a sense, no. I'm like, I could definitely find time to post on social media if I wanted. It's not like that time consuming. I just don't care enough. Yeah.
All right. I mean, I guess my question is it scary to date someone who, this person, lives on the same floor as you in college?
No.
It's not scary?
No.
Doesn't it put more pressure on the relationship to work out, though?
I mean... Yes, but here's the thing. I don't go into a relationship being like, yes, I anticipate this one to not work out. Let me...
You said you didn't have a lot of girls in high school, so you probably haven't gone into any relationship before. Okay, that was supposed to be a diss, and you're looking at me with anger.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure what your point was there, buddy.
Arthur and I are good friends. I want to point that out. I'm not just being a bully. I want to make...
No. I'm not, like, bothered or anything. Yeah. Cause like I feel like, if you're going into a relationship like planning out contingencies for fails, that's to me not the greatest. Like again, I'm no expert, but that's not the greatest sign that it's going to like turn out great. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I completely understand.
Like, I have this philosophy of like, I don't have a plan B when I do things. Because mm-hmm. I feel like if you have like, again, this isn't to say like don't have like backup plans, because, you know, obviously things don't always, you know, work out in life. Not just like with relationships specifically, but, you know, you definitely want to have a backup plan for like if you're, you know, doing stuff. But if I have like a plan B that's like super planned out, then I'm just going to find like, it's just too easy to find an excuse to not go with your plan A and then end up doing your plan B. So if you really want to do something, don't have a plan B.
And you apply that to a lot of different things in your life, not just relationships.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Like, when I did my marathon, I was like, I'm going to run a marathon. And someone's like, oh, but like, what if you can't, you know, train in time? What if,
or finish it?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Maybe you should do a half marathon first. I was like, no, like that's a plan B. For me.
How often
that's,
do you
that's
think,
an excuse.
Really?
Yeah, and
not
I mean,
preparation.
What?
It's not, you don't see it as preparation.
The half marathon?
Right.
No, because like you have to, I don't know. I also like, I've ran like basically a half marathon before, just like going on a run.
Mm-hmm.
I ran like 11 miles. So it wasn't like, you know, 13, but like in my opinion, it was close enough. So I didn't need to really worry about that one.
How
so.
Do you feel like you need someone? Like, do you think, or even want someone to push you to say, have a backup plan in those cases where you say that it might be necessary? Or do you think you can figure that out yourself?
I think I can figure that out myself. Yeah.
He's a capable, smart man. Of course you can.
Yeah, I'm a little bit cocky, but whatever.
I just want to remind everyone, you're listening to The Eli Show on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. You can listen online at WRCT.org. Or you can reach us in the studio at 412-268-9728. We're going to be here till 1:30. Maybe we'll go past that. I'm having such a great time. So,
I'm not. Can we please hurry up and finish?
Is it difficult to balance developing? This theme today is about friendship, right? Is it difficult to balance developing new friendships? And with, okay, not just, okay, with the development of your relationship that you're trying to figure out, she's obviously trying to develop, do the same thing, and then you have to also maintain your old friendships from Minnesota, the people, it's your favorite thing about Minnesota. So
yeah, I mean, you've always got to like manage your time, right? Mm-hmm. Time management is like a crucial skill you gotta have. So in a sense, like, it's always difficult, right? Like, right. Like, I think one of my biggest peeves is like scheduling conflicts. But I don't know, I feel like hanging out with people and like spending time with people is not as difficult to balance, because like, I don't know, I have this thing that y'all young people like to call FOMO, right? So I generally just try and like go to everything with everyone. So I don't, and because I'm extroverted, it's not like difficult for me, right? I don't get back from like hanging out with like four different groups of people all in one day and go flop down on the couch and I'm like, I am so exhausted, right? I'm like, dang, can I find a fifth group of people that I want to hang out with? Yeah, I mean, balancing time, like, I think the harder thing for me is that, like, I need to balance, like, the time I spend hanging out with people and the time I spend doing my work. Because it's slightly easy for me to just be like, I can put off my work.
Right.
And then I'm sat there at, like, 4 a.m. cramming. And then I go to bed at 5, and then I don't wake up in time for my 10 a.m. class. And then there's going to be people out there listening.
In time or wake up at all?
In time, I'll wake up at like 9:50, and then I'll be like, the amount of I can't be bothered to go to class. Yeah, and I'm sure there's people out there with 8 a.m.s rolling their eyes, but
right. Do whatever. You do anything to like balance that, or is that something that's not like you just have to kind of navigate those situations as they come?
I mean, I definitely think there's like things you can do to better your time management, and there's definitely things that I should be doing right now to better my own time management. Sure. So yeah, I don't think it's one of those things where you can just say, oh, I'll just navigate it as it comes. Like, you got to be slightly prepared when it comes to managing your time.
I see. I want to take this back to your romantic partner. That's the label I'll use.
Okay.
Do you have a different label you'd prefer for me to use?
No. Okay. I'm not gonna obsess over whatever words you use.
I just want to know if there's anything you'd be more comfortable with, but. Your romantic partner introduced you to her friend the other day as a guy with, and quote, this is quote, slight anger issues.
Yeah.
Do you consider yourself to be an angry person?
I would not say my neutral state is angry, but I would say that it's somewhat easy for me to go from my neutral state to angry.
Where's that?
And more so than other people, I would say.
Where's that come from?
I don't know.
Something about, like, was it something about when you were growing up or something?
I don't know. I tend not to dwell on these things too much. But I, gee, you got me thinking. I don't know. I really don't know. It's just like a thing. It was like a problem when I was a kid. It's not as much of a problem anymore, but it's still a problem. Occasionally.
Do you worry about being introduced in that way though? Like,
I guess it depends, right? Like, if someone's going to introduce me to their friend and they say that, but then I go on to interact with their friend, then I'm not too worried about it.
Okay.
Because I feel like I can still make a pretty good impression. Like, mm-hmm. just, you know. But, like, I don't know. If someone, like, was like, this is going on your resume, and then some potential person who's going to hire you is going to read this, and they're not going to talk to you, I would be concerned about
that. Well, what happens if it's her parents or her family rather than, like, her friend?
Again, I don't know. That's up to her judgment, but I also feel like I could, again, like...
Completely up to her judgment, not up to yours. You don't worry about that.
No, because I feel like I could make a good impression regardless.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, unless she's like, yeah, so this person has committed 87 felonies and was convicted for triple homicide, which is not true, but...
It's not true.
Yeah, I promise it's not true. I promise it's not true. But if, like, that's a lot more of, like, a stark one. That one might be a bit difficult to shake, but, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, I think... Here's an interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. People who... This is like kind of, this is crazy, but people who, I guess, don't have like their father around tend to be connected with these like anger issues.
Yeah.
Do you think that has an impact, or if not, do you care that there's that kind of connection that exists in terms of like?
I mean, again, I'm not sure if that is a cause. It very well could be, but like, I'm not sure if that is specifically a cause for me. But
if you don't think it's a cause for you, then people might. Make that connection, right? Like a person who meets you might make that connection.
They can make that connection.
You're okay. You're like,
it gives me an excuse.
Okay. You know, that doesn't bother you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, I think it's one of those things where like, it's not something that I can really control, like whether my dad's around or not. So it's up to me to, like, regardless of that, find a way to work past that, that unfortunate circumstance, and solve the problem regardless. Mm. That's on me. That's my responsibility. And, I think I've been doing a better job of it lately, but I haven't, you know, perfected it, obviously.
Well,
so there's still work for me to do there. And I don't want to just be like, it's not my fault. It's because of this circumstance. So therefore, I can't be held accountable, because I still can. And in some instances, I feel like I should.
Well, here's something we're going to hold you accountable for, okay? It's very important mm-hmm. that you choose a good place to go on your next date.
Okay.
All right, so I have some recommendations.
Okay.
All right, here's the first one. Row House Cinema, all right?
Where?
Row House Cinema. They join you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week they choose a new movie theme, showing classic, cult, foreign, animation, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. And Arthur, their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. It's perfect.
Keep going with your advertising.
Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. Write that down. He's writing it down. It's amazing.
I'm not writing
for
it
more
down.
Information, visit their website at www.rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. This next song is also Arthur's choice. Do you want to dedicate it? We should dedicate it to your romantic partner.
You want to dedicate it to her?
Let's dedicate it to her.
What is the song?
It's Arthur's Theme by Christopher Cross.
Ooh, okay, yeah, sure.
Closing down the town. Wake up.
wow, we were having such a great time in the studio. Arthur was singing and it was great. I was moving around, you know, like swaying side to side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wanted to sing the chorus for us.
Yeah, here's the thing. I'm not great at singing, so I'm not gonna do a disservice to everyone listening by harming their ears.
Okay, well, all right.
Were you really banking on that one?
I was really excited. So. According to the show's like went downhill after you said you're not gonna sing. According to Google, mm-hmm. the demographics of your high school. Can I say high school? Wayzata High School and Wayzata. CMU
yeah.
are very similar according
really?
To Google.
Okay.
Do you think that's true? Well, based on your reaction, you don't. Do you think that's true?
I don't know. I feel like there's a lot more white people at my high school, but maybe it's true. I don't know.
I don't know, man. I guess it's not true.
Look, I'm not going to dispute with Google here because I feel like they probably have a more scientific way of gauging the demographics than I do. But I think it also depends on, like, who I hang out with, right? Because, mm-hmm. like, again, my high school had 4,000 people. There's 7,000-ish undergrads here at sure. CMU, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to know everybody.
Is your friend group very similar in terms of, like, from a demographic perspective?
My friend group?
At CMU and at the high school.
A little bit, yeah. Somewhat similar.
Okay. Did that make your, like, transition? Because your friend group are people who are, I don't want to say convenient, but it's pretty convenient, right? Because they're mostly live on your floor.
Yeah,
so you could say that. Would you say that made your transition easier?
Yeah, I would say so. In a certain, I mean, it's also just convenient because they live on my floor. That's like nice. It's really easy to mm-hmm. to I can just walk over and say hi, and we can hang out. It's very convenient. Yeah.
Yeah. In high school, you did cross country and track and field.
Yes.
Which do you prefer?
Cross country.
Cross why?
I don't know. I just feel like it was more like. It was more physically and mentally demanding, so I feel like I
was, that's interesting.
It was harder work, but it was more rewarding at the end when I finished the race. Yeah. Also, I've been doing it for longer, so maybe that's why.
Do you find yourself trying harder in cross country? You said it's more demanding work. So.
I wouldn't say I try harder, but like that's not to say I try less. Does that make sense? I feel like I put in equal amounts of effort.
If it's more demanding, though, you don't think you have to try harder?
No. Okay. Like, okay, here's the thing with track, though, right? Yeah. Because you're running a shorter distance.
Right.
So, like, aerobically, it's just not as, like...
I mean, we're basically the same speed. I completely understand, you know?
Yeah, except for the fact that I beat you by 22 seconds.
That's not true.
That is 100% true.
That's absolutely not true.
That's 100% true.
All right, we're going to
Why don't we ask, like, the six people that were there?
We're going to move on.
Okay, all right, that's fine.
I had noodles
that's fine.
Right
that's,
yeah. before we raced.
Yeah, that's not really okay, relevant, but okay, bud.
okay, can you explain this to me? Because let's look at this. I got this. I found this. It's a score sheet. Score sheet?
Oh, that's embarrassing. Don't read that.
That's embarrassing.
I'm kidding.
You had it looked like from what I was trying to figure out, you made progress. I don't know if this is track, if this is cross country. It didn't say. It probably should say.
This is cross country.
Okay.
Yeah.
You made progress.
Yeah. I made progress.
That's good. Yeah. He's really studying it. Why are you not doing it in college then? If you're progressing, you can progress even more.
I don't think I'm fast enough to make the team number one. Number two, time. It's a lot of time commitment.
Do you have okay, fine, but not as a okay, not even as a organized activity. Do you run in your free time?
I haven't been. I definitely want to get on that though. But yeah.
Why haven't you been?
Well, I didn't really do it for the first couple of weeks because I was getting settled in.
Okay.
And then I got hit with the disease. You know, when I was sick for a
certain period of time. And you were sick, yeah.
Yeah, and then it was fall break, and then I came back. And then I got slightly busy with a few other things.
Right.
Yeah.
Was it ever something you did in your free time?
Yes.
Running?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not just an organized fashion.
No, I definitely want to get back to running, for sure.
Why? Yeah. Okay, well, you also did piano.
Yes, I did play piano. I stopped taking
really
lessons.
He's score sheet. I'm going to have to rip it out of his hand.
No, but like this is interesting. I haven't read this. What the heck? You're on the two.
Okay, why didn't you ever do anything with piano?
I stopped practicing. I stopped doing lessons in freshman or sophomore year of high school.
Oh, okay.
And then I just got kind of busy. But again, it's one of those things where, like, I feel like I wanted, I wish I did more with it. Busy doing what, though? What do you mean?
Busy doing what? What were you busy?
Academics.
Oh, okay. Generally.
Yeah, like, my workload got heavier.
I see.
It was also one of those things where, like, I was learning classical music, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. So, you know, like, generally, at least for me, when I played piano, I would learn, like, anywhere from 2 to 4 pieces at a time. And then I wanted to do it so that I could split it, like, half between classical repertoire and then half between, like, pop songs. Like, if I want to play, like, an Elton John piece or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Or a song. And then my piano teacher was this... this conservative old white woman, and she was like, yeah, so I'm only going to teach classical music because, you know, she's like one of those classical music snobs. She's like, yes, pardon me, it's only proper if you play Dvorak and Tchaikovsky or whatever, right? And I was like, she's like, yeah, this Elton John guy, you know, garbage.
Her voice just changed.
What?
Her voice changed.
Yeah, that's not really relevant. So yeah, I was kind of like peeved about that. So then I was like, okay. And then I saw, and I also got less and less time to practice. And then I stopped going, because I was like, oh, you don't want to teach me what I want to learn. So.
Do you have a piano
at home? Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so you can practice at home.
Yeah.
Not like you have to go somewhere to actually practice.
Yeah.
Because
my house was not a cardboard box in New York City, so I could fit a piano
again,
in there.
Yeah, we should have kept a tally.
Make a drinking game. Take a shot every time I...
What? Drinking? What? What are you talking about?
Okay.
All
right. My bad.
Let's talk about what you are doing. You
what
can
am
drive,
I doing?
But you can't drink. And you certainly shouldn't drink and drive, Arthur.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely don't do both. That should be a PSA. Don't drink and drive. Very
that
bad.
That should be a PSA. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what you are doing, though.
Yeah.
You said... You hit me off with the best thing at CMU is CMR.
Yes.
You're doing engineering work. That stands for Carnegie Mellon Racing, because I know my mom's gonna write down what is CMR. It's Carnegie Mellon Racing.
Yeah, so we build a Formula style race car. It's the competition is called FSAE, which stands for, like, it's Formula. I think the F stands for Formula, and then SAE is Society of Automotive Engineers. CMU is doing, we build an electric race car. Other schools, like really big schools, sometimes have an electric team and a gas power team. And then some teams just do like an internal combustion engine, just gas.
I see.
Yeah. There's engineering work that's going on. And it's definitely one of those things where I don't, like, as a business major, I don't care that, like, it's like a lot of engineering stuff, because I want to do it. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah. What drew you to that?
Race car go vroom.
Race car go vroom?
Yeah, well, in this case, it doesn't. It just goes... whatever the electric car noise is. It's like a... I guess. I don't know.
You like Formula One. Did that...
Yeah.
That was part of it, you think?
Yeah. I like motorsport in general and cars. So the opportunity to, like, sort of be on a team that designs and builds one was, like... I mean, come on. That was just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it super high stakes?
What?
The Carnegie Mellon Racing.
I mean, I haven't gone to comp yet, but I would assume so, because, like, well, we spend, like, a lot of time, a lot of money building cars. We want it to do well, and, you know, we have done very well in the past, and I think we can definitely do really well this year as well.
When, in
future years.
When did you find it? He was forced to say that.
What? I was not. Listen, I'm not. Unlike you, Elijah, I'm not being paid to say anything.
I'm not being paid to say anything either.
What about that movie theater bit?
I'm not getting...
Okay, maybe you're not getting paid, but you're required to say that. I'm not required to say anything.
Okay.
I'm just required to not say something.
When did you find CMR? Was it at, like, the club fair?
I knew about it before I applied, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did it have an impact on your decision to come here?
In a sense, yes. In a sense, I mean, like, I definitely wanted to go to a school that had an FSAE team.
Okay.
Right. So that was, in a sense, it sort of impacted. But, like, a lot of schools do.
Okay.
So it's not something that's like having a team is not something that's entirely unique to CMU. Having a good team that, like, you know, is like, because a lot of teams have a team that's not, like, really developed. It's in, like, its baby phase. I was like, I want to go to a school where, like, I can join this thing and I can. Like, we're doing stuff.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? We're not, like, still trying to figure out what we want to do. Like, we know what we're going to do, and then we just got to do it. And then I can come in, and I can do the stuff, and then I can sort of contribute immediately, and then I can, you know, like, think of ways to design and, like, improve the car in the future, so, like, the groundwork's already there.
That sounds more goal-driven rather than, like, technical.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It just sounds like, you know, they have stuff that they're going to do. They know they're going to do it. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I just don't want to get too much into the specifics of it because I feel like that might confuse and bore some people.
No, but I'm not bored. I mean, I didn't even know that it existed until you told me.
Okay, yeah. I mean,
maybe I'm just not. I don't know.
I mean, it's definitely like an engineering team. So the whole like most of the emphasis is on like designing and building a good
car. Do you
job.
Feel like an outsider as not an engineer when you do work?
A little bit. I mean, sometimes I don't. I don't chalk that up to like being a business major though.
Okay.
It's just one of those things where like, you know, people would be talking about like CAD design and whatnot. And also just because it's a race car. It's very complex, right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of acronyms. So any new member is going to be a little bit confused when everyone's talking with acronyms.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if I ever talk about a car and right. like a lot of cars have alphanumerical naming systems, like the Mercedes C300, people are like, it's just letters and numbers. Yes. It can be very confusing if you don't know what's going on.
When you say that, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
I just hear a few letters, but if you enjoy the engineering work, which you said you do, it's your favorite thing. Why not be an engineer? Why not study engineering?
Well, first of all, I was debating because, like, in high school, I never really did anything like engineering related. I did do some like business related things though.
Oh wow! What were those things?
I did like a business competition once. It's called like BPA. It's not the plastic. I forget what it stands for.
What do you do?
I did like a presentation / pitch on like economic theory or something regarding like businesses with like COVID or something.
Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, like in terms of like classes and extracurriculars, there's definitely more of like a business orientation. So I felt like if I applied for like as an engineering major, they'd be like, "Where's like, you know, because you like when you apply to college, you have to show like interest, right?
Right.
Otherwise, they'll be like, "Why should we bother with you?" And so I had this like sort of fear that like there might not be enough demonstrated like interest in like
in engineering.
The field of engineering. Yeah.
So do you think that followed the what you did rather than you doing things to for a college application?
What do you mean?
Like you were doing the business things because you wanted to do it.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, I need to show interest in business.
No, I was very much of the belief that like I'm gonna do what I want to do and then that's going to get me to the college where I feel like I should be at. Not like,
right.
Yes, I must get into Harvard. Let me do all of these things because these are like check boxes that will improve my chances at getting into Harvard according to college admissions data.net or whatever.
Right,
like,
well, why did you go for the racing instead of like joining a buggy team, which is a lot more unique to CMU?
So this is going to piss a lot of people off, but race cars are cooler. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's and also because like I want to start my own car company. I'm sorry, but like buggy's not going to help me that much with that information that I learned.
Did you ever consider joining a buggy team?
Yes.
What happened there? Like did you
compared to race cars? Kind of lame.
You're not going to like pursue that any further?
No, because again, time.
I see.
And I feel like here's the thing. I can either like you know, sort of maybe ish do some racing and sort of maybe it, like race car and sort of maybe ish do some buggy, or I could just you know actually commit to one and dedicate more time to like actually be good at it,
yeah,
and like contribute and become like a core member, right, as opposed to like just sort of being there for both of them. I feel like the value there is a lot less.
Okay, describe your taste in music.
My taste in music, I don't know. Probably a lot of people listening would say, "Ah, my dad listens to that." But yeah, like a lot of '80s, a lot of like rock. If I pull up my Receiptify, it's probably like the first six categories are all variations of rock. Not to say I don't like pop music. I don't know. Some of the modern pop music I think is kind of doo-doo.
Well, we've kind of deviated from the theme of friendship, but that's okay because it's in the spirit of friendship because you chose the songs, and that's how I can be a good friend to you. and that's the lesson of the day. So I'm going to play a song. You mentioned Elton John. I'm going to play a song about friendship just to get us back with Elton John in it. There are other people, Stevie Wonder, Gladys Knight, Dionne, Warwick. I hope I said that right. That's what friends are for. And then Arthur, I'm going to let you choose the last song of the day for the Eli show.
All right, sweet.
Yeah? Yeah. So get thinking.
Okay.
All right.
Thought I'd feel this way, and as far as I'm concerned, I'm glad I got the chance to say that I do believe I love you. And if I should ever go away, well then close your eyes and try. Can remember, keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me for sure. That's what friends are for good times and bad times. I'll be
That was That's What Friends Are For with Elton John, Gladys Knight, and Stevie Wonder and Dionne Warwick. Arthur, thank you for coming on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for having me.
All right. Let's go back to Arthur's favorite things. All right.
Oh, okay.
Really quick. favorite speeding ticket that you've got.
Okay, buddy. All right. So here, I'll tell you the story about both of them. I'll be brief about the first. The first one was kind of lame, and I was kind of pissed about
it. So it wasn't your favorite one. The second one.
No, I don't feel like I deserved it. I was a little bit late to school, so I was pulling out of my neighborhood, and then I was turning onto like the main road, if you will. And it's like a 4-lane road, but it's like a stop sign, right? And so I was turning right, and I was like, I noticed there was like I could make it, but like, you know how like you have to stop at the stop sign for like 3 whole seconds, which nobody does, by the way. And then I just kind of gunned it without really like stopping or slowing down. But like, I looked both ways and I knew what I was doing. And so, cause I wanted to make it to school on time. And then I ended up, the cop like, was, I don't know how I didn't see him, but he was like, you didn't stop at the stop sign. And also you went 59 in a 45. And I'm like, buddy, everybody does that.
It's
on
Minnesota.
Road. But okay, whatever. So I got a speeding ticket for that. I wasn't too pleased about it. Also because I was on my way to school. And so like I had some friends that were also on their way to school and they saw me pulled over by the side of the road. So I walk into school and the first thing I do, my friend comes up and greets me. He's like, hi, you moron. You got a speeding ticket. So yeah. My second one, I was...
This is the favorite one.
Yeah, I mean, I only have two, so it's not that hard. Shut up, you can't even drive. but I was about like 2 hours away from my house. I was at like this, in like some rural place, going camping. And then I was on my way home, and I was booking it because I was like, I left a little bit late because we were like, doing fun stuff, camping. And I wanted to make it back because I had some other things I had to do at home. And so it's like speed limit's 55. It's like one lane in either direction. And I got impatient. There's a lot of people driving at or below the speed limit. So I started passing people. And so there was one time, I slid out, took a look to see if I could pass. And I was like, there's a car coming the other way. But because it's like a flat, long road, I was like, I have enough time to make the overtake. So I gun it, I make the overtake. And as I finish the overtake, then the other car comes by and I look at it. And I'm like, that's a cop. So now I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm like, oh, he was going in the other direction, right? He's not going to like take time out of his day to turn around and come back and catch me. So I'm not too worried. And then I keep going and I pass like 3 more cars because I'm doing like 90, but whatever. And then afterwards, I noticed that cop did indeed turn around and follow me back.
Uh-oh.
So that was really unfortunate. And he gave me a ticket, which was, kind of justified.
Is it scarier the second time that it happens? No, it's not scary. I'm less scary.
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
The first time, is it like pretty scary?
Oh, the first time, I didn't even notice the cop. I drove like, a solid like 3 minutes before I noticed he was behind me. He was like, dude, what are you doing? But then the first time I was just like, I saw him immediately. And then I was like, dang it. But he was kind of nice because he only flagged me for doing like 70 some miles an hour, which is less than 30 over the speed limit, right? So if it's like more than 30, it's like a bigger deal, right? Because like I was doing like 80, 90 something. But he's like, oh, I caught you doing that while you were passing someone, so I'll give you a pass.
Yikes.
So I'll only like ticket you for like the 70-ish miles you were doing. I was like, okay, that's fine, I can live with that. So yeah, I still didn't enjoy it particularly. I don't know, favorite speeding ticket. That's like saying your favorite family member that got murdered. Like, what? But I mean,
that's,
hey.
How is that? Okay, I'm like, well,
they're both bad situations.
Well,
all right?
Arthur, have to come back on the Eli show so I can ask you how that's related. Cause it doesn't make any sense. Let's check the football scores.
Okay, it's, all right.
Your favorite sport's football.
It is. Okay, so the Packers are tied with the Lions.
My Jets are losing. I'm a little sad. It's 7-0. Really,
well, they're playing the Bills. I'm sorry.
We can come back from that. It's okay. 7-0.
Yeah.
Bears. Oh, Bears. Oh, Bears have a lead on the Dolphins.
Yo, 9-point lead. Do we get a safety or is it just 3 field goals? Oh, okay. We got a touchdown. That's an extra point. Yeah. All right. Sweet.
Cool. 7-10 now. Wow. In live time.
Yeah.
So enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Actually, sorry. Before we go, I have one more recommendation.
Yeah.
For what you do after you go to the movie theater on your day.
I'm not
after
going to the movie theater.
After you go to Rojas Cinema. After you go to Rojas Cinema, you're going to go to Spac Brothers Pizza because they join you in... Wait. Did I mess that up?
Good job.
Did I? No, I didn't mess that up.
Do you
up.
Want me to read it?
I didn't. You read it. Go for it.
Okay,
you should
all right.
Read. This is all what right. You're going to do
which
on your
one,
day.
Where is it?
This one.
This one. Yeah. Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Speck Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering on www.speckbros.com and will receive a text message when your food is ready to pick up. For more information, call 412-362-SPAC or visit their website at speckbrothers.com.
It's S-P-A-K.
That's 412-362-7725 or S-P-A-K brothers.com.
Thanks. Thanks. I want to hear all about it, Arthur, and you can order online. It's going to be great. Like, it's going to be so much fun. The last song is going to be, it's Arthur's choice. You should tell them.
Yeah, The Rubber Band Man by The Spinners.
All right, drive safe, vote, and tune in to The Eli Show next Sunday here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
So much rhythm, grace, and debonair for one man. Oh. And then he had another click on his left toe, but through his knee, got a feeling in his head, y'all. Seems out of place, but we'll
And what costume shall the poor girl wear? To all tomorrow's parties, for Thursday's child is Sunday's clown. For whom none will go more. Blackened shroud, a hand-me-down gown of rags and silks, a costume fit for one who sits and cries for all tomorrow's parties.
So long, girl, and with the way you look, I understand that you were not impressed. But I heard you let that little friend of mine take off your party dress. I'm not gonna get too sentimental like those other sticker Valentines. Cause I don't know if you are loving somebody. I only know it isn't mine. Allison, I know this world is killing you. Oh, Allison, my aim is true. Got a husband now. Did he leave your pretty fingers lying in the wedding cake? You used to hold him right in your hand. I bet it took all he could take. Sometimes I wish that I could stop you from talking when I hear the silly things that you say. Somebody better put out the big light, cause I can't stand to see you this way. Allison, I know this world is killing you. Oh, Allison, my aim is true. It's true. My
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Daddy say, send your AC. WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
WRCT Pittsburgh, your oil revival station.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.